Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish and Ryan Huang with you. It's time now for Mind Your Business. And we're talking about sponsorships today.
But sponsorships of a different kind in it, kind of a different form, if you ask me anyway. Others will say it's the same thing. It's still money. But cryptocurrencies in particular.
Yeah.
And
it's on the rise.
Yeah, definitely. Awareness has risen over the years. Now we have so many more different types. I mean, originally, I think the narrative and the discourse was all about Bitcoin. Now you've got Ethereum. You've got all these other things coming into play as well. And considering that this is becoming more prevalent in the eyes of viewers as well as investors, the sports industry has realized all the potential that crypto and blockchain tech can bring to further monetize all that engagement with fans as well.
Yeah. So imagine this. Sportsbridge Asia, this agency successfully brokering a sponsorship between one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, and leading Serie A, well, that's Italy's football league, the team Lazio. I wonder what that experience was like. Let's see if we can find out more from our guest this morning, Andy Mankiewicz, who is chairman, Sportsbridge Asia. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you. Great. How are you all?
Very good, sir. Golly, so interesting, this thing.
Yeah, I mean, tell us more about what you do exactly. I mean, how far have you gone into this cryptocurrency thing? What's your business model generally like?
Well, so we co-founded Sportsbridge Asia actually in August 2020, so right in the middle of COVID, which you'd think would be the worst time to start a new company, right? But we realized there was a huge opportunity in the sports sector to approach sponsorship and partnerships in mainly two different ways. One was to focus predominantly on Asia-based companies as sponsors. And the second was to offer the opportunity to be involved more, as you mentioned, into digital sponsorship, into fan tokens, into NFTs. And so we combined both, used our network both on the Asia side and on the European side, and the result, fortunately, was a Binance Lazio deal.
It's quite incredible. I mean, based on this Binance Lazio deal, and that's obviously over in Europe, what do you think the appetite is for such deals here in Asia?
Well, I think there's a huge opportunity. I mean, I think we all know ourselves, you know, if you're whatever sport you're into and you've watched it traditionally on TV, you've seen all the big European or American brands or Japanese or Korean, you know, electronic companies and cars sponsoring all these big clubs. But now, thanks to banned tokens and NFTs, there's an opportunity, we think, for strong Asian brands, and we'd be glad to talk to Singaporean brands who are looking to expand globally and therefore using this platform to expand their brand awareness and obviously then increasing their footprint and customer base globally.
Is there any precedent for this that you can share with us, a specific example?
From Singapore or from Asia? Well, I mean, Lazio Binance was actually a good example where, as you know, Binance having started in Asia, and Lazio being it's a 121-year-old club. So it's one of the oldest clubs in Italy. So where would you have the opportunity for, even though Binance, to their credit, one of the biggest cryptocurrency platforms in the world, but still fairly new in the business sense, to sponsor a club that's 121 years old and getting all that tradition and that fan base overnight? It's been a great ride so far, and I think there's an opportunity there for other Asian brands to follow suit.
You're probably going to be quite creative with such deals, and I really want to find out more details about this sponsorship. I understand it's a 30 million sponsorship, but how does it work? Because with crypto, the prices do fluctuate.
They do fluctuate. So you have, on the one hand, you have the traditional sponsorship part of the deal, and that's the number you mentioned, and you see Binance on the Lazio shirts. But then you have the fan tokens, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with, which are, you know, utility tokens basically, which gives special benefits and privileges to teams, to brands, to fans, right, to get more fan involvement, fan community, reward supporters with all sorts of benefits. So on that, actually, on the day of the launch, that was close to around $1 billion in market cap. That was incredible. And of course, it settles down just like any capital market settles. The advantage there, obviously, for the fan, it's all about fan engagement. I haven't seen, in my experience, any kind of platform in the sporting world that gives fans such a direct experience with the clubs that they love.
Mm. I mean, it sounds like a really important initiative, and I know the sports teams need the money, right? They all want the sponsorship. But I've also heard people say that the volatility of cryptocurrencies is, frankly, very off-putting.
So I think that's when you get into that regulatory space, right? And I personally think there should be regulation to protect the retail investor, you know, the mums and pups who are, you know, investing their hard-earned cash into some of these fan tokens. That you're going to have to ask the regulator.
But how are you managing this?
Well, we are, I mean, Sportsbridge Asia is a sports marketing company. We're not a cryptocurrency platform. There you'll have to ask Binance and the regulators. But on a personal note, yeah, I think there should be, and I think it'll get there. Look, like any new platform like this, I think everyone, including the clubs themselves, they want to ensure that their fans are protected. And that they're aware of what they're buying. So I think it'll come. It'll take maybe a bit of time, but I think it'll come. And I think it's a good thing. Mm. I think it'll make people more confident that this is a long-term product and here to stay.
Since you guys are an agency, I'm quite curious how far and how much you guys can further broker in that sense. Take, for example, the deal to bring Lionel Messi to Paris Saint-Germain. Apparently, some bonus was paid in cryptocurrency. Could we see more of such deals where transfers are concerned?
I think so. I mean, we are very focused on Asian brands and introducing them to some of the best sports clubs, particularly in Europe and the UK. We're not a player transfer agency. However, to answer your question, I think there will be. And the simple reason for that is obviously Messi as a global brand himself will have, you know, extensive fan base. Some of these players, they have a following in the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
And therefore it makes a lot of sense to be paid. And I think Paris Saint-Germain were extremely smart to partially pay him in crypto and in tokens. I think that was a very smart move.
Let's talk about the types of organizations that sports teams ought to be partnering with. I've heard some people say that, you know, you've got to be quite careful. And of course, as usual, in any deal, examine your partner, know your partner well. Yep. So how do you go about doing this KYC thing in a sense, you know, and ensuring that both sides are going to benefit mutually from any deal?
That's a great question. And of course, it's not for everyone, let's be frank. But first of all, we look at brands in their local market. And the local market could be in one country. It could be regionally within ASEAN, for example. And we look at that brand and we see the impact of that brand. Is that brand strong enough? Can it travel? Does the senior management, for example, do they have global ambitions to expand? Do they have a genuine interest in sports? That's not a prerequisite, but that always helps, right? So if we tick all those boxes, then we look at, well, what's their target market? What's their target customer? And that's when then we start the process of looking at the European or the UK side, and we start identifying which clubs are a good fit for that brand. And that could be as simple as the top management seeing eye to eye on certain things. It could be on the values, obviously, of both companies, on the tradition. And also in terms of that brand, where it's expanding, into what region, into which countries. So that's the sort of process that we go through in order to identify both sides of the deal.
Andy, do you think it's possible that this will mean that these football teams would have to evolve where business model is concerned? And what I mean by this is, you know, with everything that you pumped into Lazio and the history that Lazio has, it can easily branch out into an NFT sort of sphere because of the history that it has.
Yes.
And then the NFT increases the value of the football club. And if I'm a fan and I own tokens, I benefit.
Of course. So you're absolutely right. So can you think in the past, you know, when we were kids watching football match or a rugby match, whatever sport you like, sitting there and thinking, actually, I could own a piece of this.
Yeah.
I can't. And so you're absolutely right. Well, unless you've got, you know, the odd hundred million plus to buy a club.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. That fan engagement has never been possible. And so to reward the fans as well. Let's be honest, it's not about engagement. It's all about loyalty. It's about giving benefits to the fans, but also to the community. And that's an important part that often you don't see on the news. But a lot of that income that clubs get is also to improve football, for example, you know, amongst kids, underprivileged kids in the community, for example. Mm. So a lot of it is also giving back. Unfortunately, you don't get to read about that too often. But it's actually in on the agenda of all the clubs.
Mm, there's more to it than just the money, yeah? Let's talk about the future of all of this. Crypto players coming together with sports teams. What's next in this arena, you think? Based on what you know today, how do you think this scene is going to develop further?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, and at Sportsbridge Asia, we see this. I think bearing in mind that some of the most famous clubs, you know, the household names, some of them up to a third, which means, you know, some of these clubs have a following of half a billion followers globally. So a third of that, 100, 150 million fans, are actually based in Asia. So actually, regionally, the biggest fan base of all the top 10 clubs is Asia. I think that creates a huge opportunity for Asian brands that probably didn't think they could sponsor some of these big clubs because they're not a big American fast food chain or they're not a famous Japanese car manufacturer. And I think that's going to create great opportunities for brands to globalize in a much quicker way. And on the flip side of that, for the clubs and the fan base, as I said, it gives that engagement, decision-making. So I've seen Lazio, and to Lazio's credit there, their board are very forward-thinking for a club that's 121 years old. Mm. And giving certain decisions to fans and giving that decision-making process, I've never seen that before. So I think, to answer your question, I think technology obviously will evolve and in real time give fans a better say on how the clubs run. And I think that's only a good thing for the club and for the communities around it.
Amazing. By the way, Andy, which football club do you support?
As you can imagine, being agnostic is a great way to be in this business.
Oh, a secret he will take with him.
Being half British and half Italian, if you were talking about countries, probably England, Italy would be on the top of my list if we're looking at countries.
Yeah, Euro 2020 must have been hard for you.
It was a little bit tough. We'll forget that.
I'm speaking with Andy Makowicz, who's chairman at Sportsbridge Asia. Andy, we appreciate your time. You take care and
stay
safe.
Thanks very much. Great to be here. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.